This is Morning Edition. I'm Craig Cohen. We've just received distressing news. A hurricane is headed straight for Sesame Street, the famed neighborhood home of such entertainment luminaries as Elmo, Big Bird, and Oscar the Grouch. We're joined now by intrepid reporter Kermit the Frog, who's on site at Sesame Street keeping tabs on the hurricane's track. Kermit, thanks for joining us. First of all, when is the hurricane expected to reach Sesame Street?
Well, I'm here with just talking with Al Roker, who's actually overseeing the whole weather side of things. And it appears that sometime late today, tomorrow, I think we're expecting the thing to hit full force. It's very dark here now. The wind's starting to pick up. I don't know whether that's whether you can hear that on the phone, but it's pretty noisy.
Do we yet know if any specific part of Sesame Street is in its direct path?
Well, pretty much the whole street. It's going to hit right here at 123 Sesame Street, which is where Gordon and Susan live. And, of course, Ernie and Bert live in the basement, and there are folks who live upstairs. Big Bird's just around the corner, and I can tell you people are a little nervous.
Now, have they yet named this hurricane?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think they're waiting till the hurricane comes through, and then they'll name it afterwards according to how it behaves.
Now, I don't quite honestly recall severe weather of this nature ever hitting Sesame Street.
That's true. You know, Sesame Street is kind of a sunny day place, like the song says, you know, sunny days. But we're finding out differently here today, I'll tell you that.
Now, what do the authorities there recommend that residents do?
Well, we're all chipping in around here, doing things like taping up glass windows, you know, taking things that can blow around indoors and out off the street so, you know, it won't hurt anyone or fly around. They recommend that you get in a low area of the house, in a well-secured area. Try to keep a flashlight and a few supplies around in case the electricity goes out, things like that.
Now, have you spoken to the residents of the neighborhood?
I've spoken to a few people here, Craig. I have spoken to Oscar the Grouch, who is actually taking absolutely no preparations whatsoever, but of course he lives in a metal can, so I think he's going to be all right. I have spoken to Maria and Luis, who own the Fix-It shop. They are taping windows as we speak. Folks are a little nervous about this whole thing.
But they are heeding the warnings of the authorities.
They are. Everyone is taking every precaution they can, getting indoors, trying to, you know, stay away from windows, things like that, sure.
You describe the mood of the people there and the monsters there as a little nervous?
Well, I think that could be an understatement today, Craig. This is a mood we don't often see on Sesame Street, and I'll tell you, people are a little concerned about this.
Now, are you taking the necessary precautions? We don't want you, as a reporter, doing anything heroic.
Well, thank you, Craig. I tell you, I won't be a hero on this one. I will be hiding out someplace. I haven't quite chosen that spot yet, but I'm going to find a place to hide, maybe under a rock or something. You know, I am a frog, after all.
Maybe a safe-looking lily pad.
That would be fine.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kermit.
Thank you, Craig, and we'll keep you posted on what's going on here.
Great. Intrepid reporter Kermit the Frog, live from Sesame Street, will keep an eye on this breaking news story in the days to come.